The Mishnah continues its discussion of the Chamisha Inuyim, the five ways in which everybody has to afflict themselves on Yom Kippur, and particularly the first of the Chamisha Inuyim, which is eating and drinking. That's considered one category, and the Mishnah is now going to list a few exceptions when one is permitted and perhaps even obligated to eat or drink on Yom Kippur. Ubrosha Hiricha, a pregnant woman who smelt some food and she has a craving to eat a particular food. If she is not given that food to eat, then it could be dangerous both for her and for her child. And so if on Yom Kippur she does have a craving for a particular food, then Ma'achilin Oisad Toshiv Nafsha, we feed her until her spirit is recovered, until she fulfills and she loses her craving. The reason being that there is pikuach nefesh involved. There's a slight danger to life, and even for the slightest danger, we override pretty much every avera in the Torah, except for the three big averas, but Yom Kippur is not one of them, and therefore she is allowed to eat whatever she likes if it is dangerous. In fact, if we see that it is dangerous for her, then even if she is not willing to eat it, so we force her to eat it, because there is a slight danger involved. Chole, a ill person, ma'achin eisoi al pi bekiyin, we feed him only according to experts. Meaning we would go to a doctor, if the doctor says that he needs to eat, and that he is not allowed to fast, then he can eat. But if there are not any experts there, and the way we're going to understand this, the way the Gemara explains, if there are not any experts there who say that he is allowed to eat, then nevertheless, we can still feed him according to his own mouth. Meaning if he says that I am ill and I am not able to fast, then he is allowed to eat until he says enough, then we stop feeding him. The reason being that a person knows himself, in general, well enough to know whether he needs to fast or not. So even if the experts don't say that he is allowed to eat, he is allowed to eat because he knows himself if he is in major danger.